We're on the Hayomid base, about five lines down. Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Bo ra'e kama gedolim nimuchei haruach, b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look how much the Rabbanu Shlom considers people who are humble people. Shebesho shebeis hamikdash kayim odem makriv ola, schar ola biyado, mincha schar mincha biyado. Avon misha daito shvela malo vakosuv ki ilu hikriv kol akorbonus kula. Shenemar zivchei Elohim ruach nishbara. Zivchei Elohim, the plural. So a person who's a ruach nishbara, who's a humble, broken person, is like he brought all the korbanos. Below old, elosha ein tfiloso nimesis. His tefillah is not nimas. Nimas means it's not pushed away. It's not considered abominable. Shenamar lev nishbar v'nidke Elohim lo sivze. V'omra b'shua ben levi kol ha-shom archosa b'olam hazeh, person who considers and weighs out his ways in this world, zoche v'rob b'shuasa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenamar v'som derech erenu b'yesha Elohim al tikrei v'som ela v'shom derech. John means that he weighs it out and evaluates it or whatever. Okay. Rashi. Schar ola biyada velo schar korban acher. Person brings a korban, he gets that schar for that korban. Zivchei kol hazvachim mashva. Zivchei Elokim ruach nishbor is mashva all the korbanos. Hasom or chosov mechashiv hefsid mitzvah keneged schara. He evaluates the and considers his ways before he does them. He weighs out the hefsid that he's going to get from doing a mitzvah, but the schar is going to get. Okay, back to the halachas here. Ketzad mekanela ha gufa kasher. The mission itself, right, seems to contradict itself. Amras Omer lo b'fnei shnayim al tidabri em ish ploni zeh alma dibur stirahi. Right? That is, don't speak to him. So the chora, that means don't be alone with him. V'hodar tani dibro imo adai muteres l'deisho muteres lecho betrumo. Then it says if she did speak to somebody, so it doesn't mean anymore now yichud, it means speaking. And she's not awesome. So what does dibur mean in the Mishnah? Does dibur mean yichud, or it just means talking? Alma dibur lo klumu. Omer abaye hochi komar. This is how you have to learn the Mishnah. Al tadabri v'dibra, right? If he told her, don't speak to him, and she went and spoke to him. Al tadabri v'nispra, or he warned her not to speak to him, and she taka was over, and she was b'yichud with him. That's lo klum. There's nothing, either because the kinui wasn't a kinui, because stam, not to speak to him, is not a kinui, or because even if the kinui was a kinui, she never was alone with him. She only spoke to him. So that's nothing. Out history.
But it says al tadabri v'nistri.
Well, yeah, but he said there was no kinui. He only told her al tadabri. Right? And then she was alone with him. But there was never a kinui of out history. There was only al tadabri. That's nothing. Okay. What if he said al tistri v'dibro imo? Right? She told her a good kinui. Don't be mistater with him. And she only, what's it called, only spoke. Adain muteris leveso, muteris lecho betruma. Nichnasi imo lebeis haseser. But if he warned her, don't be alone with him, and she thought in the end was alone with him, that's kinui and stira. Vishasa kedetuma, and she was alone with him the amount of time it takes to have heora, then asur leveso of asur lecho betruma. Then she's asur to her husband, and she's asur to itruma. She? Omar law bifnei shnayim al tadabri mishploni v'dibrimo shelo b'yichud adayim muteres leveso l'shamesh besa loshen tashmishu. Besa is a euphemism for being able to live with her husband, have relations with her husband. Asura lebesa asura lecho betruma ad shetishte. So she's asur until she go through the process. L'kamen b'perak yishem shamayim bodkim yoleth the nitma or the nitma shalosh pan. It says three times in the parish of the nitma, echod the baal, once she's also to her husband, the echod the baal, she's also to the person that we're choshed that she lived with, the echod the truma, and she's if she's an ashes kohen, she can't eat truma anymore. Okay. The immeis choletzes. Now, if she was over on kinui and stira, and she has to go through the process, so she's a sota, and her husband dies without children, so then the halacha is she doesn't have yibum, but she has to have chalitza. Gemara says, "Amaitis yabin nomi yivume." Why shouldn't she have yibum? Right? She's still a bona fide married woman. She's just not allowed to live with her husband until she'll go through the process. But why should she not have yibum? Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Kra, the yotza mi beiso, the holcha v'hoiso le'ishacher. Right? That a person finds ervas dover, and he has to divorce his wife if she doesn't go through the process. So she goes and she marries somebody else. But somebody else, le'ishacher. Le'ishacher v'lo le'yavam. In this kind of situation, where motza bo ervas dover, which is referring to the case of a sota, where she, what's it called, she is ushered to him if she doesn't go through the process. And then he can divorce her, and she can marry somebody else, but only somebody else and not the Yavam. The Yavam is not considered Acher. Amrei Abaye Elameata Chalitza Namelosi Boy. So if the Pasuk is Memayed her from Yibum, then there shouldn't be Chalitza either. Wherever there's no Yibum, there's no need for Chalitza either. Omarlei ilu ishe lebao milo boy get. Right, if the husband would still be alive, right, he'd still have to divorce her. She doesn't go away automatically, so therefore she's still married to him, basically. So therefore, she needs at least yibum. Hashanomi kiboy chalitza. Right, therefore, in order to get married to somebody else besides the yavam, she needs chalitza, but yibum not. Isti amri. Some learn differently. Omer of Yosef, Rachmona Omer v'yotza mibeiso v'holcha v'hoysol ishacher. The lo listere lebeise. Right? The at Omer is tisyabim, nomi yivume. Right? Torah says that what's it called? V'yotza mibeiso v'holcha v'hoysol ishacher. Right? That shouldn't want to, what's it called, destroy the other person's house. She's not the kind of woman you want to marry. So therefore, to be mechayiv the yavam, to be miyabim her, and destroy his house, we're not mechayiv him to miyavim her, but chalitza she needs. Formerly Abaya, Elamiata, La Acher, Lotinose, the Lodistra Beis, so that's why she can get married to anybody. Right? Why are we just protecting the Yavam? We should protect anybody. Why should she be allowed to remarry to anybody else? Is she going to destroy his house too? Omarlei, Mikor Aminen Leale Balkorche. No, the other guy chose to marry her, that's his choice. But this guy, we tell him there's a mitzvah to be miyabin. So we're like forcing him to marry her. So that we don't do. Right? The yotza mibeiso. Le'el minoksiv. No, we didn't have you learned this before. We didn't learn Rashi before. Okay. Yeah. Imeis below bonim ad shelo hishka. Okay. Choletzes v'lo misyabemes bigmarim mefarish taima. Ha gufa kasha amras ketzed mekanela amar lo bifnei shnayim kosol kadaitech amar lo hainu perusha the ketzed mekanela. We think now the amra law is explaining what's the kinui. Now we think that the kinui is telling her not to speak to him. Even if she goes and talks to the guy, we think now that she's awesome. What's he warning her? What's the kinui is irrelevant. So it's mashma that what's it called, that kinui is don't speak to him. Therefore, if she spoke to him, she should be usher. And then it says if she only spoke to him, she's mutter. V'hadar tani dechi avra al hasraso v'dibra imo muteres lebeisa. Omer abaya hochi kamar. Omer lo lav pirusha the ketzer mekanula. The Omer lo is not explaining what the kinui is. Elatartik tani. You have to add to the Mishnah. Mishnah's talking about two different cases. V'hochi kamar. Omer lo al tadabri v'nistara. If he told her don't speak and Shitaka was alone with him, O Dibra, or she spoke to him, Afapisha Avra al Kinuyo, even though she went against what he said, right, Etzel Dibur, O im Dibra imo achar kinui gomor, the low mystery, or he was Makanahar and said, don't be, have yichud, and she only spoke, Adayin, right, ba'achas mishtei elu muteris labayla. Either of those two cases, she's mutter. Either because there wasn't a bona fide kinui, or because there wasn't a bona fide stira. Aval avra al kinuyo, etzel stira, kagon sh'omer lo al tistri, v'nichnasa imo v'beisaseser, that's what kinui and stira. Kinui has to be, not to be, have yichud, and she did have yichud. V'yotzami beiso, la'el minei ksiv, ki motzabo ervas dover. V'yotzami beiso, l'isha acher lama li l'michtov, ila mishrayel ansuvei al yedei get krisus, lichto v'yotzami beiso, v'hoiso l'ish. What's the acher? Lama li l'michtov la'acher, el l'mute yivama, heichet lo gorsha ba'alo, acher shemotzabo ervas dover. It's coming to tell me where the husband didn't divorce her, and he died, and now she's chayiv in Yibum. V'hachi mishtamei kroy ki motza ba ervas dover yugarshena b'sefer krisus v'yotzer mibeiso kolomor v'chol tzad shetetzer mibeiso bein al yedei gerushin bein al yedei nisa. But in any event that she no longer is with this husband, either he divorced her or he died, right, im bos linasi l'ish acher tinasi v'lo liyavim. She can only marry another person, a stranger, but not the yovel. She ain't no acher etzel nesuin shelzu. She mikoach nesuin erishon he nisgekaslo. He's not considered somebody else because his whole kedushin, his whole marriage comes through the brother. Yihachi chalitza namelisa. Well, if that's the case that she's memuot from yibum completely from this pasuk, she shouldn't have chalitza either. To ha potter achmana. B'shariyah le'ish acher b'chol inyan sh'teitzei mibeso. Masha, she can get married to somebody else, not the yavam, right? Without any without anything, so she shouldn't need chalitz either. Acha shenimtza bo erves dover. So ilu ishi lebal mi mishtariyah b'lo get. No, just like if the husband be alive, he has to be divorced her. She doesn't just go out because motza bo erves dover automatically. She only can be mutter if he gives her a get. Same thing over here. She doesn't go out from the yavam immediately, automatically, except if he gives her chalitza. Haksiva kasula sefer krisus. Afilu motza boy ervis dover, krisus boy. She still needs a get, even though she, if she doesn't go through the process, she's ostrich to him. Still, she needs a get to be mutter to somebody else. Hashtanami boy chalitza di yavam makum balkoi. The yavam takes the place of the husband. And he can't marry her, but if somebody else wants to marry her, has to give her chalitza. Isti amrei, dehachi shani Rav Yosef la'el. This is what Rav Yosef answered. Rachmana omar, tziva lebailo legarsha mibeso, kishemotza beres lover. The Torah said, get rid of this woman if you found the ervas dover, right? She shouldn't destroy your house. Kihechidol istri lebeise, kidomar la'el, znusa mibeso, kikari lishumsha, it eats you up like a worm. So we want him not to destroy his house, get rid of her. So now what are we going to do? Tell the Yavam to marry her and destroy his house? So Mar says, if that's the case, we should tell everybody not to marry her. No, anybody else is his choice, right? We're not forcing him. We're not forcing him to marry her. You want to destroy your house, that's your business. But the Ilu, the Yavam, Amrina Le, Mitzvah Yibum, Kovdemis, Lemitzvah Chalitza. But the Yavam, we tell him it's a mitzvah if there's a mitzvah Yibum. Before chalitza, so we're telling him marry this woman. We should tell him to marry her to destroy the house. But chalitza, yet, yeah. So we don't let him have yibum because he can destroy his house. But chalitza she needs. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it's only because the pasuk says lo sivza, meaning even if the tefillah is not a good tefillah, right? And by itself, it doesn't really deserve to be accepted. And the person davened in such a way, but since it's a shval ruach, the Rabban Shom won't be moist in a tefillah that even deserves to be moist, not lo sivza.